out you come.
Oh, that one's a monster.
Oh, how come I'm digging up the ragwork while you get to watch?
Well, because I had the sense not to arrive till all the forks and spades had been taken.
Oh, it's not a bad turnout, is it, for the middle of harvest?
Well, people who care about horses know what ragwork can do. I wasn't going to miss this, even if I can't stay very long.
Well, if we're lucky, we should get the fields around the paddock cleared.
Go on, then. Give me the fork.
It's okay. I'm not worn out yet.
Is Christopher Carter supposed to be on that trailer?
Oh, come to lend a hand, Janet.
Oh, I'd love to, but I've got a baptism in Edgeley in half an hour.
Oh, any excuse.
Oh, I was just checking you're still okay for the church tourism meeting this afternoon.
Fine. Just before evensong.
That's the only time I can manage. Life's a bit hectic at the moment.
Join the club.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Marjorie your father's good news, Debbie.
Oh, he's told you then.
It made my morning. I really hadn't expected it.
Oh, what good news is this?
The Aldridges are donating 5 acres for the Millennium Wood.
Oh, you've kept very quiet about that, Debbie.
Well, it's Dad's thing, really. We all think it's a good idea, though.
Oh, Marjorie's going to be delighted. Now, if you're all right for the meeting, Shula, I have a young gentleman in Edgeley. I mustn't keep waiting.
Right.
Ah, Ruth's come to do my share of the digging, haven't you, Ruth?
I've not come to help with the clearing, I'm afraid.
Oh, and I was relying on you to cover for me. I'm not being rude, but I've got to go.
See you then.
See you this afternoon, Shula. Oh, and Debbie, say thanks again to your dad.
Yeah, I will. Bye.
Bye, Janet. I wondered if I could have a word, Shula.
Oh, now?
If you don't mind, it's important.
Right, this bag's full, I reckon. And, someone needs to keep an eye on Christopher Carter.
If it's anything serious, Ruth, are you sure this is the best place?
I've been putting this off long enough as it is, Shula.
I see. I don't really like what I've got to see, but it needs seeing. I can guess what this is about. It doesn't feel right when my husband's forced to keep secrets from me.
Ruth, I didn't mean to put David in an awkward position.
And I don't like seeing one of my best friends getting hurt so badly.
How is Usha? How do you expect? The last person I'd want to hurt. Is she coping okay?
Made of tough stuff, Isusha. Somehow she's managed to keep studying through all of this.
Oh, that's something.
Though, to be honest, I'm not sure studying isn't all that's holding her together. It's a pretty devastating thing to happen.
Ruth, you don't have to tell me.
Remember how she and Richard first got close?
Of course I do. Those dreadful attacks.
He was the one person she allowed herself to trust afterwards. Big mistake, that, wasn't it?
Ruth, I feel awful about the whole thing. Somehow it happened, that's all.
That's not much of an excuse, Shula. Things happen because you let them happen.
Richard and I didn't plan any of this, you know.
No one forced you two together, did they? If you'd done things differently, Usha would still have Richard. You had choices, Shula.
I know I did.
There's one thing I can't understand at all about what you've done.
Only one thing?
You and Alistair, you seemed to get on so well.
We did.
The two of you, you really looked like you had something.
That's how it felt.
And that just vanished overnight. Suddenly Alistair doesn't mean anything to you. Shula?
I'm not even sure about that anymore. Life would be a lot simpler if I was.
Do you want me to carry her for a bit, sweetheart?
I don't think a baby sling would suit you.
Never mind out here. Oh, dear. We really must get these bushes cut back.
Thanks.
Walking around the lake shouldn't be an obstacle course. Oh. How about a breather here? No, it doesn't look much of a bench.
It's fine.
Oh. That's better. You got enough room?
Plenty.
You've been very quiet coming down here.
Anything wrong with that?
Sure there's nothing on your mind?
I told you, I just fancied a walk, with you coming to the lake anyway.
Oh, that's all right, then. You know, your mother's quite right. It's pretty well deserted down here.
Plenty of swallows.
They don't buy tickets. Any chance of holding my granddaughter for a minute?
Okay.
Jenny was saying we should have a fishing competition on the bank holiday before people forget this place exists. Not a bad idea.
Hey, be careful. Don't wake her.
She looks so peaceful, doesn't she? It's hard to believe this little angel will cause you nothing but heartache in a few years' time.
Dad?
It's an inevitable part of being a parent, I'm afraid, Kate. It comes with a membership pack.
Oh.
Just ask Pat for one.
What?
I ran to Tony yesterday. apparently Tommy is determined to give up college. Pat's furious about it. They've been arguing all weekend, Tony said.
Good for Tommy.
Oh, you might see it another way one of these days. It's Wednesday we're going to the solicitor, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not bothering you, is it?
No.
Good. You seemed to get on very well last week.
These notes he's asked me to make.
About Roy?
Yeah. Yeah, about why he shouldn't have any parental responsibility.
You finding it difficult?
It's a nightmare.
Really?
Every time I start to write something, I don't know.
What?
I start thinking about all the hassle Roy's putting me through, making me go to court, stopping me travelling, the whole bit. I get so mad at it.
Understandably.
But I can't get it down on paper. I've started writing dozens of times. It just won't come out right.
Kate, preparing a good case is never easy.
Well, it seems so obvious to me why he shouldn't get responsibility. It doesn't need explaining.
Shh, 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 shh. Now, what's the matter? Oh, nothing's the matter. See, you've got to make the judge see Roy through your eyes, that's all, darling. Now, what are Roy's worst qualities?
Worst qualities, all of them.
Such as?
He's small-minded, he's a control freak, he can be aggressive.
How do you mean?
What he's doing to me now is pure aggression. He wants to give me a hard time as if I haven't got enough to cope with.
Yeah, but you've got to be more specific, darling. The court one, chapter and verse.
Yeah, but it's so obvious.
Well, can you give any actual examples of him being aggressive?
Loads!
Well, give me one definite time and place.
Oh, can we change the subject, Dad? This is doing my head in.
This is important, Kate.
I came for a walk to chill out a bit. I've been thinking about Roy Tucker all morning. Oh, let me up, baby, will you?
Okay, I'm sorry. Wrong time to ask.
Oh, it's all right, baby. It's all right. We're going back to the cottage.
You don't have to, you know.
Thanks for the walk, anyway. See you.
Whatever you do, don't give up on the statement, Kate. That's exactly what Roy Tucker and Usha Gupta would want.
You wash, I'll dry?
Sure.
Though, how's such a small meeting going to produce so many mugs?
It all went very well, didn't it?
Well, I was pleased everyone liked the idea of the church's trail.
Oh, it's only common sense. If we're trying to get more people to drop into St. Stephen's, why not encourage them to visit your other parishes while they're about it?
Bert's still not convinced about the church being more open, though, is he?
Were you serious about letting pop groups rehearse in it?
Why not?
I think that was the sticking point for Bert. He did have some rather lurid ideas about what pop groups get up to.
You're not regretting all the volunteering you did?
Oh, no. And I'm sure a lot of people will help out if we have an exhibition in St. Stephen's.
We don't want anything elaborate, but it'd be nice for visitors to have the main points of the church's history highlighted.
That shouldn't be too difficult. And I'm pretty certain Marjorie and I can come up with a reasonable leaflet for the church's trail.
And you think Caroline will be willing to illustrate it?
I'd be surprised if she wasn't.
That would be very helpful. So I've really not talked you into taking on too much?
No.
Only, given our conversation while we were waiting for the others to arrive, I did wonder whether you hadn't got enough to worry about already.
I didn't mean to blurt all that out, Janet.
Oh, I wouldn't call it blurting out.
I just seemed to... I had to talk about it to someone.
Well, I'm glad you did, at last.
I just feel so guilty.
Guilt's a very underrated emotion. Without it, how could we ever recognise we've done wrong?
Ruth made sure I realised I've plenty to feel guilty about. I was supposed to be Usha's friend. Some friend. And then there's poor Alistair.
And what are your feelings towards him?
Well, I care about him. I care about him very much. And, you know, when we talked, he was angry, of course. But he made excuses for me I don't make for myself. Somehow it would have been a lot easier if he'd just hated me. Oh, I've messed everything up for everyone.
You've had a darn good try at it, I admit. But don't overestimate your ability, Shula.
What?
Well, the last time I checked, God was still there and the universe was still working. I take it you've been praying.
I've tried, but I...
Then it might be worth trying again. You need to ask God for forgiveness so you can think about moving forward.
How can I move forward?
Well, you could start by not torturing yourself so much. You can't give love and compassion to other people if you don't have them for yourself.
I only seem to hurt the people I care for.
And it's too late to change that now. But what happens is still in your hands.
I know.
You owe it to Richard, Alistair, Daniel, and yourself to think clearly about where you're going now.
That's what's so hard, Janet.
If that means letting Alistair know there's still a chance, then that's what you should do before it's too late. That is, if Alistair's the one you want to be with.
That's it. That's the chain that needs tightening.
Well, cutter bar's okay.
It's not much out, mind you.
The knives are all fine. It's not in bad shape, given how much combining we've done already.
Not as much we've left to do.
Oh, you need a hand?
It's all right. If I just ease this up. How's that sound?
Why shouldn't we start her up?
Well, the tension feels right. Mm-hmm. I'll listen while you take it out of the yard.
Fair enough.
Oh, by the way, I've sorted something out for your mother's fishing competition idea.
Oh, yes, this thing on Bank Holiday Monday?
Yeah, the gun and tackle shop in Felbersham are letting me have some vouchers for prizes.
Oh, that's good. How much?
£150 worth for the over-16s and £50 for the youngsters.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
And he's not charging me full price. I've steered him enough custom in the past to get a good discount. Anyway, the idea should help drum up some extra business for us.
Is it going in the Echo?
Jenny's putting an advert in.
Well, as long as a few more people spot it than picked up on the seed trial notice.
I'm not sorry that seems to have slipped through quietly.
Hi, Kate. Are you after me?
I want to ask Dad a favour, actually.
Well, I'll get this moved then.
What can I do for you?
I've been thinking about what you said this afternoon.
Good.
The walk must have cleared my head or something, because when I got back, I was really focused. I've remembered loads of times where I was completely out of order.
That's what you need.
How's that sound?
Fine.
And I know exactly what I want to say about him.
Good, darling, but how can I help?
Well, it's all in my head, but I want to get it down in black and white. Can I use your computer?
Of course.
I want the solicitor to know I'm really serious, because I'm going to give enough information about Roy Tucker to sink any chance he ever had of getting near my baby.
What do you want?
Sorry, I don't think you'd be at home.
Well, I am.
I've come to pick up a suit, that's all.
Well, everything's exactly where you left it. Help yourself and go.
Right. You're all right, aren't you? I'm being off on a Monday.
Richard, I'm fine. If you remember, my advocacy exams are coming up, so I've negotiated a little study time.
That's okay, then.
Plus, I'm hoping to do a little work from home, if I'm allowed to get on with it.
Yep, sure. I'll get the suit.
And you can take the rest of your stuff while you're at it.
I will do. I can't manage it now, but I will do as soon as possible. Usha, I'm really sorry.
Richard.
I just need to tell you.
Well, I don't want to hear what you've got to tell me.
You've every right to be mad at me. There's no excusing the way I've done things.
Look, all I'm interested in right now are my notes on the Newton hearings, not patronising apologies.
I was only going to say, if it's any comfort, I need the suit for Manchester. That's all going ahead. I could be leaving Ambridge sooner than I thought.
What you do or don't do, Richard, really doesn't matter to me anymore.
Are we all right to come in?
Oh, come through, Roy. Now.
I'll go up and get the suit and I'm off. Sorry about barging in.
Front door was open, so...
Excuse me, Bessie. Right.
Dr. Locke, have we come at a bad time, Miss Gupta?
Usha, and it's not a bad time at all.
Mum only decided to come at the last minute, otherwise I'd have told you.
Is that all right?
Of course it is.
Oh, I'm having trouble preparing my statement. Knowing how to say what a good dad Royd makes so it sounds right in court.
I know exactly what you mean, Betty. Come and sit down. Can you close the door, Roy?
Yeah, of course.
It's good of you to give up your time.
Well, if a few minutes now makes things easier when you come to complete the statements, it'll be worth it.
I did explain to Mum this is all informal.
I won't be wearing jeans in court, though.
Oh, I know that.
And I really do think it's very positive you're here. It can only strengthen our case at the directions hearing if we show what strong support Roy's getting from his family.
Well, I wish we could show that.
Sorry?
Well, my dad isn't exactly falling over himself to help.
We're not seeing eye to eye with Mike at the moment.
That's a polite way of putting it. What Mum means is he's too pig-headed to listen. So I've told him dozens of times how much this earring means to me, but he just can't get it.
Oh, dear.
I think it's a generation thing. When Mike was Roy's age, the last thing any bloke wanted was to be named as a father.
Yeah, all Dad can see is the responsibilities, you know, the hassle I'll get if the baby's mine.
No, he doesn't understand. Roy wants to be a good father and have some influence over the baby's upbringing.
Well, even if we can't persuade Mike, let's see if we can start persuading the court, shall we?
You need a hand?
I'm okay, I think. At last.
Yeah, so that's what's done the damage.
Yeah, a bit of metal got through to the drum by the sound of it.
Oh, dear. So, combining's held up for a bit then?
Yes, Mike. Don't know why I didn't see it. Just heard this mighty great clatter.
Well, these things happen, especially when you're opening up the field.
Yeah, well, anyway, look, thanks for coming over at such short notice, Mike. I only hope you haven't had a wasted journey.
Well, you'll have straw to shift, even if you're going to be held up on the combine.
Yeah, too. We could do with a hand.
No problem. As long as I can get to Brookfield for the afternoon milking.
Yeah, of course.
How long do you reckon it'll take to fix this thing?
Well, depends on the damage. Any luck, Dad?
Oh, hopeless. Would you believe it? They haven't got a spare drum in stock.
What?
And even if they do manage to track one down, it'll be tomorrow morning before they can get it here.
Well, look, maybe it won't come to that. Do they, sending a mechanic out?
We should be here in half an hour.
Better go and get the trailer hitched up. Might as well salvage something from today.
I'll come with you, Debbie.
Hang on, mate.
Mr. Aldridge?
Any chance of a quiet word?
Yeah. Well, what about?
Our respective children.
Oh, them.
You sound as fed up with the whole thing as I am.
You're not joking. If there's been another topic of conversation at home recently, I must have missed it.
You know how you feel. You see, the point is, these blood tests might prove that Roy is not the father.
Well, that's what I keep reminding him.
So that'll be the end of things.
Well, not before time, in my opinion.
But if he is proved the father...
Yeah?
Well, going to court may not be the best route to take. These cases can get very personal, you know.
Yeah, I know that.
What worries me is all the bad feeling that'll be stirred up if Roy applies for parental responsibility. Could have very unfortunate consequences.
What are you getting at, Mr. Aldridge?
Look, Mike, at the moment I'm supporting Kate because I want the best for my granddaughter.
Huh?
But if Kate and Roy start slinging mud at each other in court, we're all going to be in the firing line.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Roy is the father, he's determined to have his rights.
Well, can't you make him see that in the event of his being found the father, he's more likely to get what he wants if he drops the whole business of the court hearing?
Well, how's that going to help him?
The heat'll go out of the situation, and hopefully, in due time, Kate and Roy will be able to work out some sensible arrangements between themselves. I'm sure they will.
Maybe.
With no great harm done. Wouldn't that be better? Keeping the lawyers out of it?
Well, it makes sense to me, but the trouble is, Roy's another matter.
I'm just trying to look ahead a bit, Mike. I mean, if Roy's not the father, there's no problem. But if he is, let's settle things amicably before the damage spreads. Just have another talk to him, will you?
Oh, I suppose the least I can do is try.
Thanks.
Though whether it'll do any good...
Excuse me. Hello, Brian Aldridge. You have. Oh, well, that's better news. Yes. Well, let's hope we don't need it here. Bye. Well, they've managed to locate a drum if we need it. Their East Midlands depot.
Great.
So maybe we'll get the benefit of this weather after all.
If that's all you need me for.
As long as you're happy with what's been said.
No, it's been a great help, Usha. I'll get off to the shop then.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I'll see you later.
Bye, Betty. Now then, Roy, there's just a few things I'd like to go over with you.
Ooh, fire away.
Firstly, you're quite clear about the importance of getting statements of support from outside your family.
Oh, yeah. People who know me well, who can talk about what sort of father I'd make.
Oh, not just anybody, Roy. You should be looking for statements from professionals, people who have an understanding of childcare.
Well, I'm working on that.
Good. That's important. Now, as for your own statement, when it comes to Kate, you want to say that, in your opinion, she's not a fit and responsible person to be the baby's sole carer. Because she doesn't have a realistic understanding of the practicalities of being a parent, is that right?
Yeah. You only have to look at how she had the baby. In a teepee, in a festival field, and anything could have happened to the poor little mite.
And you consider Kate to have some quite irresponsible patterns of behaviour.
She'd be off travelling every 5 minutes, whether it was good for the baby or not, if she had half the chance.
On the matter of irresponsibility, your mother mentions Kate's involvement with drugs.
Yeah, she's dabbled a bit with them, yeah. Mm.
Look, Roy, I think we should go easy with all this stuff.
What?
I don't think we should be running Kate down as much as this.
But I thought we were trying to show how irresponsible...
Well, we're only going to court to protect your rights. We don't want to do Kate out of hers, do we? But if we make out she's some kind of drug-crazed monster, we'll get into all sorts of problems.
So you think we should leave drugs out of it?
Yes, I do. The important thing is to establish you as a good father, not Kate as a bad mother.
OK, if that's what you think.
That's not to say that when we get to court, Kate's solicitor won't be doing everything possible to show the positive side of Kate as a mother.
Yeah.
Equally, an attempt will be made to show you as completely unfit to have parental responsibility. Yes,
I know it's not going to be a picnic.
No, what I'm saying, Roy, is that we need to concentrate our minds principally on how responsible you are.
All right, I get you.
Whatever Kate's shortcomings are, they won't have a bearing on how much access you have to the child. And the child is the most important person here, isn't she?
Thanks for coming across, Dad.
Well, Mike and the lads have got shifting the bales in hand. And there's nothing I can do to help the mechanic, so...
I just wanted to be certain I've got the right place for this plot. I put in some marker posts, you see?
Yep, this'll do very nicely.
It's about dead centre of the field, or near as I could judge.
Fine. When it's got wheat growing all around it, can't be any grumbles from our neighbours about cross-pollination. Hmm. Mind you, you'd think they'd see the benefits of herbicide-tolerant rape.
It's Roldridge, just off the Brookfield.
All right, Mike.
Do you want me to come back after?
Yeah, please.
I'll see you later, then.
Yep, see you.
Bye. Right, I'll make a start on the cultivating then.
Good.
Dad, what about Mike? Are you going to tell him about these child plots?
Not unless I have to.
Yeah, probably be best.
I mean, we've had the official notice in the Echo.
Yeah, nobody seems to have been too bothered.
Well, let's try and keep it that way. As far as I'm concerned, nobody's going to know until they have to.
These must have been priced wrong when they were put out. I'll just check in my folder.
Oh, it's OK, Bessie.
No, it won't take a minute.
Well, I'm not bothered. I'll pay what's marked.
You in a hurry to get to the surgery?
Well, no, as it happens. I have a locum standing in tonight.
Oh, having a night off?
No, not exactly. I'm going away for a couple of days.
Oh, I think I'm looking at the wrong page.
Hey there, Doctor.
What are you doing?
Here, Betty, you got any sandwiches left?
I'll have a look in the chill cabinet.
Right on.
So, is it business or pleasure, Doctor, you going away?
Hopefully both. Look, forget about the price.
No, I've got it. Oh, that was the right price. Seems a bit steep.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I know what it is. 85, 90 pence, 10 pounds. No, it's a new line. I didn't take delivery of it, and Susan will have put it straight out.
OK, whatever. Excuse me.
Oh.
Oh, what's his problem?
I was only trying to make sure he didn't pay too much.
Well, obviously, it wasn't worth the bother. Now, that's exact.
Oh, what are you throwing money away on that for? I'll be home in half an hour and have your tea on.
No, I'm going back to Owen Farm to finish off shifting the straw.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be at home when I got back.
Why's that?
Well, you, me and Roy have got to have a serious talk.
Oh.
You should have come with us to Usha Gupta's. Talking about all that's going to happen in court made me realise just how serious Roy is about
this. Yeah, he thinks it's serious.
Well, he must be to put up with all he's going through.
It doesn't have to be so hard for him.
No, it doesn't. He could be getting some encouragement from his dad, for one thing.
No, I mean, he doesn't have to go to court at all if Roy would just back off a bit.
What do you mean, back off?
Well, Kate Aldridge might listen a bit more if Roy didn't always go in with his studs showing.
Look, that's just not good enough, Mike.
Ugh.
It's because Kate won't listen that Roy's taking this to court in the first place.
If he called the hearing off, there's still time to negotiate.
Look, it's going ahead. And if Roy is found to be the father, he's got a right to expect the full support of his family. Now, do you hear me, Mike? 100% support. Nothing else will do.
Yeah, it's all very well saying that now, Betty.
I'm not just saying it, I mean it.
Yeah, but what happens the next time I'm looking for work at Home Farm? And thanks to Roy being so bloody-minded, Brian Aldridge tells me there's nothing doing. What are you going to tell me then?
Steady, steady there. I know I've not picked your feet before, but come on. Ah, that's it. All right, one more to go.
Sheila?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. I was just on my way back from Borchester. Saw your car in the yard.
With you in a moment.
Ooh, he's a bit nervy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's more used to Auntie Chris handling him. Come on, come on, gently does it.
Isn't she around?
Oh, she's trying to get hold of Alistair.
Oh.
One of the hunters has had a leg swell up badly. I'm just holding on till she gets back.
Right. All I've come to say is that Dad's phoned the weather line and the balloon trip looks on for tomorrow.
Oh, at last.
Yeah. Only, Ruth and I are up to our ears at the moment and, of course, we're combining again tomorrow.
No, don't worry. Daniel and I'll go with Mum and Dad to the takeoff.
Ah, I hoped you were going to say that. Mum wants it to be a bit special.
There you are. Good boy. Oh, no problem. Daniel's been really looking forward to it.
I don't tell Pip that her lucky cousin's going to see Grandad disappear into the sky and she can't.
Daniel will be thrilled.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're so busy, how come you've been swanning off to Borchester?
Oh, I need a couple of spares for the bailer.
OK, I'll let you on.
Sheila.
Yeah?
Ruth mentioned that she had a few words with you on Sunday.
Ah, oh, this isn't just about the balloon trip.
Well, I hope you didn't take it the wrong way.
Ruth had every right to say what she said.
She thought that... Well, she said that you weren't sure if... Not very good at this sort of thing.
What do you want to know?
Have you seen anything of Alistair?
No. And part of me is very relieved I haven't, to be honest. I feel so ashamed.
Right.
Then there's part of me keeps wondering what he's up to all the time.
Can't be easy for you. Funnily enough, I saw Richard last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I ran into him at the Cat and Fiddle. He wasn't overly friendly.
Well, I don't think he's having an easy time either. Waiting for me to sort myself out.
Yeah, I suppose so.
In a way, it helps that he's going off for a couple of days.
Well, you know where we are, if you need any company.
I know. Thanks.
Anyway, I'd better...
Go and see to those spare parts.
Yes. I'll tell Dad you'll be there tomorrow.
Right. Ah, oh, that'll be Auntie Chris now.
No, it isn't, actually. It's Alistair.
Tommy!
What now?
Tommy!
I'm busy.
Can't you stop a moment?
I've got to sort out this water pipe before I go out. I've got a leak somewhere.
I only want to say sorry.
What?
I wanted to apologise for the driving lesson.
Some lesson?
I didn't mean to go on about college like that.
I thought we'd declared a truce for half an hour.
I know.
Some chance of concentrating on my test with you getting at me all the time.
Look, I've said sorry. But the point is, I'm going on at you because you're running out of time.
Mum! Hayley was supposed to be helping me with this, only she's not turned up. So I've got to do it myself. Can't the lecture wait?
College starts in a fortnight. You should be getting prepared.
How many times do we have to go over this?
Tommy, it's
If I'm not at college, we can set up the direct selling.
That is not a good enough reason
Plus, I'll be a lot more help around the farm. Dad's getting used to the idea. Why can't you?
Oh, don't try playing me off against your father, because that won't work.
Should I go for a walk around the block, so to speak?
No, Hayley. I was just going... One last thing, Tommy.
What?
If you did want a bit more practice to make up for this afternoon, I could take you out tonight.
Hey.
There wouldn't be a word about college.
Thanks, but no thanks, Mum. The next lesson I have, I want to concentrate on my driving.
Oh, see if you can talk any sense about his future into him, Hayley. The offer of the lesson's there if you change your mind.
Oh, dear.
And where the heck have you been? You were supposed to be here 20 minutes ago.
Hey, listen, Tommy Archer. Just because you're angry with your mum, don't take it out on me.
I want to get this finished tonight.
And don't you forget, I'm meant to be the admin side of this business. Strictly speaking, digging up water pipes is outside my remit.
I'm only up here out the goodness of my heart.
Sorry.
And I've a very good reason to be late, actually. I've been having an argument of my own.
Who with?
Roy. He wants me to write a statement of support he can use at his paternity hearing.
So?
I had to say no, didn't I?
Why? I reckon if he wants to be the father, why stop him?
If I support Roy, then I'm taking sides against Kate, aren't I? And they're both good mates.
Well, I see what you mean.
And like I said to Roy, it's not going to help the baby. Having parents are always fighting, is it? You need to compromise.
Trouble is, some people don't know how to compromise. Like Mum. She just can't see there's a good side as well as a bad side to giving up college.
I know there is.
Well, will you say that to her?
What?
Tell her you think leaving's a good idea.
Oh, now, Tommy...
She listens to you.
No temperature, but the leg does seem infected.
What's causing it?
Oh, run your finger gently through the hair here.
Yes, I see.
Oh, she's picked up a cut somewhere. I'll give her an antibiotic injection and an anti-tet.
Do you want me to hold her head?
Yeah, please.
I meant to ask, how have you been, Alistair?
Oh, you know, busy. Very busy, to be honest. Half the livestock in Borsetshire seems to have got something wrong with it at the moment.
That's not really what I'm asking.
And I've just had Joe Grundy on at me to get over to Grange Farm, when I've already got a full round of visits to make.
What I actually meant...
Now, have you got her steady?
Yes.
That's one.
Good. Good. All right, sweetheart.
Now the second one.
Come on, come on.
Okay.
How are you feeling at the moment?
Huh. Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm pretty humiliated, to be honest.
Humiliated?
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel humiliated.
Well, I know the whole team played badly, but half of the Borchester Mills score came in extras, and most of those were byes. Not even leg byes. Oh, what does that say about me as a wicketkeeper?
You feel humiliated by the cricket.
Yeah. Mind you, I think the whole team does. I wasn't the only one to play badly. Now, she'll need walking 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay.
And you'll need to give her some anti-inflammatories in the feed. Should notice a difference within a couple of days, but she mustn't be ridden for a fortnight.
No.
Oh, and, Shula?
Yes?
Don't be afraid to get in touch if anything's worrying you.
Worrying me?
About the horse. She's a lovely animal.
Finished cleaning down, thanks.
You should have grabbed Tommy to do it before he shot off to the cat.
What's he doing there?
Oh, he's not drinking. He said something about asking Sean for some driving practice.
Did you manage to have a word with him about giving up college?
I imagine it'll be a lot easier for you when Helen gets back. When's she due home?
Oh, her last postcard was very vague. Sometime next week, she said, that's all. Seems to be enjoying working in Ireland so much, it probably won't be till the end of the week, if that.
Oh... Well, it'd be great having her to help you out round here. I mean, Tommy's such a fantastic help as well.
Did you speak to him?
The thing is, Pat, Tommy's in his element on the farm. Like a pig in muck. I can see why he doesn't want to go back to college.
I hope you didn't say that to him.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Hayley! Can't you see that if Tommy gives up now, he's thrown away a whole year of his life?
Yeah, I know.
And what about all the options he's closing off for the future?
Pat, I know what you're saying. But even if Tommy does give up, it doesn't mean the year was wasted.
Of course it does.
But not if it's helped him to find out what he really wants to do with his life.
That just doesn't make sense. He's halfway through his A-levels.
But if he does go back to college and his heart's not in it, he won't pass, will he?
He will if he puts his mind to it.
But if he fails... That'll be a second year wasted, and that's worse, because it's avoidable.
Is this how you've been talking to him? Backing him up as he throws away his future?
Pat, he just does not want to go back.
I thought it was bad enough Tony switching to Tommy's side, but I expected you to have more sense. I really did.
Oh, Pat...
Now, excuse me.
You busy, David?
Yeah, I'm busy. Having a nice, quiet pint of Shire's. It's the first time I've stopped all day.
So you don't mind if I join you?
No, go ahead.
Thanks.
And you'd want to help out a fellow member of the cricket team?
Who said that?
Well, I need some driving practice.
Hang on, Tommy.
I thought Sean would jump at the chance. You know, help out a mate, build some team solidarity.
You want me to give you a driving lesson? Tommy, have you forgotten about a little thing called harvest?
Of course not.
It's my dad's balloon trip tomorrow. I can't even get to the takeoff. That's how busy I am.
So, no chance, you're saying?
In a word. I'll tell you what, though.
What?
You could ask Sid to give you a lesson.
Sid Perks? You're kidding, aren't you?
Well, maybe. I just thought Sid deserved winding up.
Why?
Oh, he just won't shut up about the game on Saturday.
What's he say?
Well, he seemed remarkably well informed about our tactics against Borchester Mills. The way Neil, Sean and I kept conferring. The way we switched round the bowling.
Who's been talking to him?
Well, given that Sid's other main point was that the game could have been used to bring on some fresh talent, like William Grundy, for example.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, hi, Alistair. No, not at all.
Thanks. Just seemed the perfect evening for a drink outdoors.
Yeah.
Alistair, you'll help out a fellow member of the cricket team who needs driving lessons, won't you?
I should have warned you.
You want a driving lesson?
Well, yeah. You see, my test's coming up, and I don't want to keep using mum because, well, I don't. And Dad's busy, and I really need the practice.
Sure.
What?
This sort of time tomorrow night. I'm only on second call, so that should be okay.
You saying yes?
Yeah. Pick you up at Bridge Farm, if you like.
That'd be fantastic. Thanks. You really mean it?
I wouldn't give Alistair the chance to have second thoughts.
No, right. I need to be off anyway. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, if that suits you.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot. See you tomorrow. See you, David.
Bye. I don't think he can believe his luck. I thought you'd be too busy like everyone else.
I am. But to be honest, I find the more I've got to do at the moment, the less time I have to brood.
Ah.
For example, I've just been out to Grange Farm to look at a lame cow, which could certainly have waited till tomorrow. But, I want to stay occupied.
Right. So, how did it go at the stables for Shula?
Routine visit. Just an infected cut.
Yeah, that what I was driving.
I know what you meant, David. Like I say, it was just routine.
Oh. Well, at least you and Shula are on speaking terms.
Well, it's Richard I'm angry with, and I've let him know exactly what I think.
Did you know he's thinking of moving? He's looking at another practice this week, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. So, why don't you go to Shula and tell her, you know, straight out you still care.
Shula knows I'm around if she's interested, but I've done as much as I'm going to do, David.
Yeah, I know.
If Shula does want us to get back together, it's her move.
Elizabeth!
You made it!
So you think you're a bit balloonatic already?
Hello, Nigel. I didn't know you two were going to be here.
I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Morning, Shula.
Hi, Nigel.
Oh, now I understand.
What?
Your mother had a rather knowing smile when I said it was a pity only Shula and Daniel could come with us. She knew you'd be here to see me off, didn't
Ooh,
she?
Ooh, it's better than that, Phil.
The balloon operators used Lurloxy quite a bit in the past. So, when he found he had a spare slot for this flight...
Not really.
They phoned to offer it last night. Like a true gentleman, I insisted that Lizzie take it.
Oh, brilliant. I told Mum I was coming, but to keep it a secret from you till this morning.
Yes, I get it. It's just a conspiracy to keep an eye on the old man. Not fit to travel alone.
Oh, not true at all. Though if you're going to let the video camera slip out of its case like that, perhaps you do need looking after.
Oh, thanks. You'll never forgive me if I don't get some good views from the air.
I'm following on with the retrieve crew, Shula. The feds are coming along.
Oh, I don't know. What's that involve?
Well, you see that big red van?
Yes.
Well, the crew follow the balloon in that to collect everyone and everything when it lands. I'm following in the car to help out. It's great fun. Hearing all over the countryside.
With Nigel driving, it's more exciting than whitewater rafting. Oh, do you know, I'd love to do that. Just something for pure fun. But there's Daniel.
Who'll be more than happy to stay with his gran. She certainly won't be herding around anywhere. She'll be staying here with everyone else till we're all safely back.
Oh, go and ask Mum if that's all right.
Well, if you think...
Go on, Shula. We'll have a great time.
Oh, yes. Why not?
But, you know, joking aside, I really am pleased you're coming with me, Elizabeth, to share the experience. Now, I'm sure we're all going to be in for a very enjoyable morning.
Oh, don't speak too soon, Dad. Luke has just come into the field.
Who? Oh, no.
Don't tell me she's going up as well.
Say,
oh, in great discomfort she was. Oh, you never noticed.
I've been busy.
Come to that, I'm starting baying at Brookfield this morning, so if we can get on with the milking.
All too easy to make excuses for bad husbandry.
You going to wipe the udders?
Hey, yeah, oh, all right.
Then you're old. How come you didn't get the vetting sooner when you did notice she was late?
Ah, well.
Yeah?
Well, I was hoping it was just something she could walk off.
Yeah, well, that is bad husbandry.
I was concerned about incurring further expense, given the present parlous state of her finances.
I forgot to do it, more like.
And now I guess you'll be landed with another whacking great bill from the vet. Certainly makes your decision to go drinking last night seem highly irresponsible.
Oh, does it?
Not that that's so surprising.
Supposing I told you I wasn't having a drink last night.
I wouldn't believe you. Took you 3 goes to get the door open when you come back.
I was having a business meeting, as a matter of fact. Drinking was purely incidental, to be polite.
You must have been very polite, then. You could hardly walk straight.
What would you reckon if that stretch of potholes and bumps we'd got by the arm was upgraded to something decent, eh? A proper farm track that didn't get swamped as soon as there's a drop of rain.
I wouldn't think much of it. We got more pressing priorities. Vets bills for a win.
I'm not saying we'd pay you for the track.
Hey.
In fact, we might even make a few bob out of getting it done.
Breathtaking, isn't it?
Mm. It's amazing.
I've known Penny Hassett all my life, but to see it all laid out from here, everything so small.
Magical.
It's the tranquility that's so marvellous, isn't it?
Yes, Linda.
And I did wonder when Robert won the flight at work, and of course he couldn't take it up with his vertigo, and I did wonder if I'd actually enjoy it, but now I'm here, it's absolutely... Oh, look, that's Sandra Porter's house. I promised I'd phone everybody if we were passing over so they could come out and look. Excuse me, I'll just get her a ring.
They're like toy farms we're going over, aren't they?
Yeah. It certainly puts things in perspective. I mean, all our worries and concerns, they seem so important down there, but up here, they're nothing.
Everything seems to connect, to make a pattern.
Can't imagine a better place than this for just calmly collecting your thoughts.
No, they can't be in. I don't understand it. I told them we'd be coming this way.
Oh, well, they'll be sorry to have missed you.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Yes?
You did catch what the pilot said about the positions we have to take at landing, didn't you? It's very important.
Yes, I did.
Good. Phil?
Yes, I got the idea, thanks.
Good, good. Oh, there. Now, look. Can you video that? Those trees?
Certainly, but... It's not a particularly attractive stand of pines.
Well, I've a friend who lives behind them. At least I think it's those trees. But she'll never forgive me if I don't let her know we're going over. Excuse me.
Actually, I can think of a number of better places to collect your thoughts, Dad. It all rather depends on the company.
Oh, look! Look, it's just coming over the hill.
Yeah, the wind must have dropped a bit. It's going a lot more slowly.
Oh, thanks for asking me along, Nigel.
I'm glad of the company.
It's such good fun, and I've...
And you've not had too much of that lately?
Not an awful lot.
I heard things have been tough.
Just a bit.
Still, as long as you know you've made the right decision, that's the important thing.
Yes, yes it is.
But I've got to admit, you and Alistair did seem sort of right together there.
Did we?
Well, you looked at ease in each other's company. Like there wasn't just an attraction on the surface, but a real friendship underneath.
Perhaps there was.
That's the one thing I've learned from living with Lizzie. The value of real friendship. I can't pretend we haven't hit our rough patches. Well, I suppose you get them in every marriage.
Mark and I certainly had ours.
And it's not soppy romantic love that pulls you through, though, is it?
No.
It's having a genuine respect and friendship for each other that lasts through the bad times. That's the foundation of a good relationship. Sorry, we're meant to be having fun. No,
don't apologise. It's sweet of you to be concerned.
As long as you don't forget that. You've got an awful lot of family and friends here for you, Sheila.
Yes, I know.
Oh, here it comes. Right, Talio, the chase is back on.
Yes.
Is that Home Farm?
It is. We're going to fly right over Ambridge.
I've got a great view of the farmhouse and the fields. It's amazing, the combine cutting through the wheat.
I'm not sure Brian will thank you for filming that particular field.
Why not? Oh, trust Brian. Crop circles aren't good enough for him. He's got to have crop rectangles. What is it, that square?
Oh, well, nothing very important.
Is that... Oh, yes, it is. It is. It's Ambridge Hall. Oh, Elizabeth, look over there. Can you see?
I'm filming it, Linda.
Oh, are you? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Isn't this simply wonderful, Phil?
Yes, Linda, it is.
Can you see who I see, Dad?
Oh, it's our combine, isn't it? David started harvest right on time.
He's stopping. He's seen us. Hiya, David!
Oh, he won't be able to hear you, will he?
He's waving.
Phil, is that terrible mess by your barn?
Where? Oh, by the feed store. It looks like old feed bags. Why have they been dragged out?
You don't expect Brookfield to be in such a state, you know. Grange Farm, yes.
There's Ruth, Pip and Josh. Wave back to them.
Oh, my gosh. Now can you see what the bags are for?
They're spilling out a message.
Hello, Grandad. Oh, isn't that super, Phil?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hold on, folks. From the way we're losing height, I think the pilot's looking for somewhere to land.
Right. Your positions, everybody.
Joe, if you weren't happy with £30...
£30? A mere £30 for all the damage that blessed thing's done to our livelihood?
If you didn't think it was enough, you shouldn't have accepted it from the retrieval.
Well, you only accepted it because I was in shock.
Give over, Dad.
I hadn't realised the scale of the damage done. The great basket cutting a swathe through our crop.
It's only grass.
60 or 70 feet of prime grass. Perfect silage for the autumn cut.
Oh, I'll soon stand up again.
Hey, what about the cows, eh? Oh. The poor beast was trembling. That huge airborne monster.
In your road, what's all this about the autumn silage? We never take a third cut.
Ah, well, we never have up to now. Who's to say this year mightn't have been different, eh?
Didn't make you look wonderful? Yeah. All in one piece?
Oh, never better.
It was superb, wasn't it, Dad?
Absolutely.
Oh, even with Linda for company.
Where's she gone?
Lizzie!
Success!
What was it like?
Wonderful.
Very enjoyable.
Oh, it looked fantastic from the ground. I hope you've got it all on video. Well,
I think we've got all of the high points, haven't we, Elizabeth? Uh-huh. Can't wait to show Jill.
Oh, she should see you back on solid earth in front of the deflated balloon.
Oh, yes, to round it off. Let Nigel have the camera.
All right, there you are.
Thanks. Now, if you two balloonatics can stand together with the canopy behind you...
Over here, be
you
all right.
You don't happen to have seen Robert, do you?
No, Linda, I don't think he was following.
I was hoping he would. Or someone from Grey Gables might have been on the lookout for the balloon coming down, but there's no one here.
Well, come and join us, what are we called, Nigel?
They're called balloonatics.
Ah. We're being captured on videotape for posterity.
Oh, well, don't you just want a family thing, archers, eh?
Get in front of that camera, Linda.
If you're sure.
Come on.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Brilliant.
Now, try and look like the heroic adventures at the end of an epic flight.
How's that?
Rather more like the Three Stooges and the Montgolfier brothers. That's perfect. Now, that will be something to show Jill.
Ah, Phil Archer, now you'll understand.
Oh, Dad.
What's that, Jeff?
The detrimental effect all this commotion's going to have on our cows.
Take no notice of it. The cows weren't bothered. But, what was it all in aid of?
It was a birthday present from Jill, as a matter of fact. Oh. I haven't had the chance to have it till now.
They may not have seen put out, but yours is sensitive. There ought to be compensation.
Look, they're opening the champagne, Eddie. Do you think it'll help your father cool down?
Good idea. Wouldn't say no myself come to that.
Sorry, wait a minute.
What was the best bit, Dad?
Oh, all of it. You know, David and Ruth had a message for me by the house.
Well, Nigel told me they were planning something.
I felt I was close to family at every stage of the journey.
Oh,
poor Jill and Daniel. They'll be expecting us back at the takeoff field.
Oh, don't worry. Nigel and I will pick them up.
Will you?
Well, we will once we've had a small glass of champagne.
Help yourselves, everybody.
Thanks all very much. Here you are, Dad.
Right, I don't mind if I do.
Linda.
You.
You don't mean I won't be claiming compensation, no?
Dad? Sheila?
Thank you.
Folks think they can land wherever they
look,
want.
Look, shut up, Dad, will you? And although I know it's a bit late, nevertheless, I propose a toast. Happy birthday, Mr. Archer.
Happy
birthday, Mr. Archer.
Happy birthday.
Right and silly, them cows.
I know.
Who's got a funny face? Yes, who's got a funny face? Your grandpa's got a funny face, hasn't he? Isn't he?
He has, rather.
Thanks, Kate. I'm just keeping my granddaughter amused, I think.
Are you sure you don't want a drink?
No, thanks. No, I can't stay well.
I'll give it to me, Dad.
No, she's all right. Only a little bit of wind, I expect. You have your breakfast in peace. I wouldn't have come round so early.
Well, you were up.
It's the only chance I'll have to see you all day. A lot of catching up to do on the harvest.
Yeah, I heard your mega combine let you down.
Didn't. Some idiot dumping junk at the field edge. Front fork of an old bike.
Well, it's never technology at fault, is it?
That's it. That's better in there, you good girl. Have you thought any more about what Andrew said? You know, getting statements from people to say what a good mother you are.
Of course I have.
Good.
Though I still don't see why he won't let me ask Morwenna.
Think about it, darling. If the worst comes to the worst and Roy is the father...
Awful
and
thought.
..and he does want to contest parental responsibility, the impression we create is very important. Andrew is right. Morwenna isn't the right type.
Oh, it's disgusting. Pure prejudice.
Well, nevertheless, Kate, if that's the reality of the situation... I mean, have you thought of anyone else who could make a statement to support you?
Hayley. She knows how well I look after baby.
Yes, but...
What?
Well, she's Roy's friend as well, isn't she?
I know she won't say anything against Roy. I'm only going to ask her to write that I'm a good mother. She can't argue with that, can she?
Have you approached her about it?
Yes. In fact, I'm surprised she's not here yet. She was going to drop in before going to Bridge Farm.
And she's agreed to make a statement?
I haven't actually asked her that yet. I just told her to call in if she fancied a chat.
Well, with her childcare experience, she'd be ideal if you persuade her.
It's probably her now.
Well, here. Oh. You take baby, and I'll let Hayley in on my way out.
Thanks.
I don't think my presence would help.
Relax, Dad. I've got it sorted.
Morning, Hayley.
Morning, Mr. Aldridge.
I'm just going.
We're through here.
See you then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Hiya.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, isn't she looking gorgeous? Can I hold her for a minute?
Oh, she's just had Dad pulling faces at her.
Oh, be ever so gentle.
Go on.
Oh, they're so adorable when they're tiny, aren't they? Aren't you adorable? Yes.
I know you're busy this morning, Hayley, so I'll...
No, no, I'm not.
What?
I'm not busy. I was meant to be feeding the pigs, but Tommy's doing it after all.
Oh, it's great, because
frankly,
I was going to...
It is a relief not to go to Bridge Farm. I'm not in perhaps good books at the moment.
Really?
She's annoyed with me for taking Tommy's side about college. I think she'll be more laid back about it when Ellen comes home.
Hayley, I've got a favour to ask.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
I know you don't want to take sides between me and Roy.
No, no, I don't.
So I'm not going to ask you to. All I'm asking is, well, what sort of mum do you think I am? You know, in a practical way.
Well, a great one. Baby's happy, aren't you? She could be better cared for.
You really think so?
Yeah, I've told you that before. You're a real natural at this motherhood laugh. Why do you ask?
Will you put it down in writing that I'm a good mother?
For the court?
Yes.
Sorry, no way.
Well, why not? I'm not asking you to have a go at Roy just to put down the facts about me.
Kate, if I write anything for either of you, I'm taking sides. I've already refused Roy.
Oh, he's asked you, has he?
I said no to him as well. We should both settle this out of court.
That's not an option.
This little sweetheart doesn't need battles being fought over.
I'm not asking you to fight. You've said I'm a good mother.
Yes.
Then what's so difficult about putting that in writing?
It's more complicated than that.
No, it's not. Hayley, this should be the best time of my life. I should be enjoying every minute of looking after baby, but I'm not.
You're worried because you're not enjoying yourself.
Well, how can I with the threat of Roy being able to barge in and tell me what I can and can't do all the time?
Right, I see.
Hayley, I'm baby's mother, and that's all she wants or needs. She doesn't need Roy Tucker.
And doesn't she have a say herself?
What do you mean?
Mightn't she have her own ideas when she's a bit older, whether she needs a father or not?
Thanks very much, Jennifer.
Oh, it's nothing.
I'm sure Shula and Marjorie will find it all very useful. The church's trail leaflet will need a fair bit of work.
Oh, those notes have just been lying around since the last meeting of the local history society. Much better that they're put to some use.
And you will let Brian know how grateful we all are for the land you're giving.
Now, I know he wants to have a word about that. There are some details that need tying up, I think.
Oh, yes, of course.
But it won't be till he can snatch a bit of time away from harvesting, though.
Well, whenever suits him. I'll be glad to have the chance to thank him in person. Oh, good morning, Phil. I forgot you were coming into practice.
Morning, Janet. Jennifer.
Ooh, nice to see you with your feet back on the ground, Phil.
Ah,
Did you see the balloon?
Was there anyone in Ambridge who didn't? It looked great fun.
It was pretty spectacular.
I can imagine.
I tell you what, Jennifer.
Yeah?
Brian would have found it an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. You get a great idea of where someone's underdone their fertiliser by looking down on a field.
Oh, did you get a look at Home Farm?
Oh, yes. All looked very impressive. Nice-looking wheat crops.
Oh, he'll be pleased to hear that. And I'll remind him to get in touch about the wood, Janet. Bye then.
Bye. It sounds as though you enjoyed the flight.
Oh, it was absolutely marvellous. You get away from all the petty stuff, the awkward everyday things.
Must book a trip sometime.
That reminds me.
Mm?
Jill's a bit concerned about the harvest supper.
Why is that?
A friend of hers in Darrington seemed to think that their harvest supper's the same day as ours. Jill didn't say anything, but...
Oh, it is, I'm afraid. I got in a muddle over dates and only realised after both suppers were arranged.
Oh, dear.
I tried sounding out a couple of the Darrington PCC, but they don't really want to change.
What about changing ours?
Well, everyone seemed quite happy with the date. Mm. Oh, I'm sure I can sort something out. Now, on a more positive note, the rota for keeping the church open is coming along nicely.
Yes, Linda Snell said she was signing up.
Found some of the bell ringers.
And I've said I'm quite happy to keep an eye on the place when I'm doing organ practice.
Well, every little will help.
Oh. The open door policy must be paying off. Here's someone we don't often see in church.
Down again, Brian.
No, it hasn't. Clearing the stone trap's routine.
Yeah, of course it is. But after Monday's performance with that blessed machine...
Was there something, Jenny?
When I saw you'd stopped, I thought you might like to have a look at the echo.
Well, thanks. It's come out rather well. Hmm. Bank holiday fishing competition. They've got all the prize details, right?
I'm going to back it up with a few posters, the sporting shops mainly.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Right. Oh, and I saw Phil while I was out.
Done in one piece after his exploits.
He thoroughly enjoyed the whole experience.
Good for him. Oh, that's it. I'll get started again. Excuse me, Jenny.
He said he had a great view of Home Farm from the air.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. And he was complimenting you on your crops and said they all look jolly good.
So they should. Hello. I wonder what she wants. Doesn't look very happy. Kate, are you all right?
Is anything the matter, Kate?
I'm fine. I've just left baby with Debbie for 5 minutes. I wanted to get out of the cottage.
All right, then, but I'll get on if you don't mind.
You look a bit agitated, darling.
Do I?
Yes.
Well, it's not surprising.
Well, has something happened?
Oh, it's nothing important. Nothing that important, I suppose.
Tell me, Kate.
All it is, Hayley came over to the cottage to see me and baby.
Yes?
Well, she knows how well I look after baby. She says baby's really well cared for and I'm a great mum.
Well, yes, you are.
I know, and Hayley agrees.
So, what's bothering you?
Baby needs a mother. I'm a good mother. All Hayley has to do is write a statement agreeing with that, but she won't. I mean, what is her problem?
So you're saying you won't help me?
It's not that I don't want to help you, Roy.
But you're not going to write a statement for me, are you?
This is a serious business and you really need someone who's known you for much longer than me.
I'm sorry. I can see I'm wasting both our time.
I do know from your mother how much this means to you. And I admire your determination to face up to your responsibilities.
Oh, thanks, but admiration isn't much use to me at the moment. I need something I can use in court.
Well, there must be someone who knows you really well who'd be willing to say you'd make a good father.
Well, I thought there was. I mean, there's someone who knows me really well and she knows about children, but... Yeah, no joy there either. Anyway, thanks, Janet. Sorry if I was a bit short.
Roy?
What?
Well, sometimes when you ask people to do things for you, they need time to think it over. Wouldn't it be worth asking this person again?
I don't know. Maybe. Thanks for listening, if nothing else. All right, Mr. Archer.
Bye, Roy. Oh, sorry, Janet. I wasn't hovering around eavesdropping.
I didn't imagine you were.
But I can't stay any longer. And you did ask me to pick up the notes for Shula.
You sure you don't mind dropping them off?
No, of course not.
It was thoughtful of Jennifer to hunt them out.
Oh, she'll enjoy burying herself in preparing the leaflet.
By the way, how is she?
Yeah, very well. Why do you ask?
Oh, I've not seen her for a day or two, that's all. She wasn't quite on top form at the weekend.
Oh, she's all right now.
Really?
Yes, she's fine, Janet. Absolutely fine.
You don't have to thank me for coming for a drink, Roy. You rescued me.
Hey?
Cheers. I was at a real loose end. That's why I was mooching up towards April Cottage.
How come you're not childminding today?
I am, but not for another hour. I had planned to spend the morning with a friend, but it didn't quite work out.
Well, to be honest with you, Hayley, I wasn't just being sociable when I suggested a drink.
Weren't you?
There was something I wanted to ask you.
Oh, hold on. If this conversation's going where I think it is, forget it. Kate was the friend I was going to spend the morning with.
Kate?
But when I went round, we had a bit of a falling out. I won't make a statement for her, for the same reason.
Did you see the baby?
Yeah.
Did you pick her up?
Oh, yes. Oh, she's tiny. She's just so sweet. She sort of snuggles into you.
But she's feeding all right, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she sleeps okay? Doesn't get sick, does she?
No. Kate's a really good mother.
Oh, well, at least that's something. I worry about her getting ill.
Oh, Roy, this is eating you up, isn't it?
Oh, just a bit.
I hadn't realised. It must be terrible if you think she's your daughter.
I know she is.
Have you not been able to see her or hold her?
Well, everyone else in Ambridge can, but me. I can't seem to get it through to people what that means. I'm not being allowed to see my own child grow up.
Kate does look after her well.
Look, I don't want the baby taken off, Kate. I just want my daughter to have a dad as well as a mum. I mean, is that such a crime?
No, it's not. You're not asking me to say anything against Kate, are you?
You mean you'd be willing to...
I don't want to say anything against Kate. I actually think she's doing quite a good job.
Look, all I need is you to confirm that me and Kate lived together, that we had a long-term relationship.
And that's all?
Yeah. Well, if you could say I'd be a responsible father, I mean, that'd be great too. It makes such a difference, Hayley.
Okay, I will.
Oh, you don't know how much that means. Oh, thanks, Hayley. Thanks.
I'm not just doing it for you, Roy. I'm doing it because I happen to think it's best for the most important person in this case. The little baby I held in my arms this morning.
When are you expecting Richard?
Oh, he's coming round about 9.
Then we can either ride on a bit further or turn back and still have time for a brandy at Grey Gables before you have to be off.
Isn't that a hard decision?
The brandy?
Definitely the brandy. If Daniel's having a good time watching cartoons with Pip, I don't see why his mother shouldn't have a little indulgence as well.
Oh, quite right. Unless you'd rather go straight round to the surgery and see Richard now.
Oh, no, that's all right. I told him I had to see you on business.
Business? Oh, the church's trail leaflet.
Exactly.
I hardly think that needs a meeting of the full board. I'm quite happy to do the illustrations.
Oh, thanks, Caroline.
And with that out of the way, you can start concentrating on tonight. I bet you've missed him.
Yes, I have.
Pity he got back from Manchester too late to come round yesterday.
We phoned each other.
Not the same, though.
Anyway, he's back now.
Tell you what, Sheila, no matter what the complications are with you two, I envy you getting back together again tonight.
Anyone around?
What do you want?
Oh, everything all right, Joe?
No, it ain't. I got this deep wheezing in me chest.
I meant with the cows. It's a bit late to be milking.
You've had any all day, ain't you? And when I come to make a start, me farmer's lungs struck again. One demand too many on an old man's faculties, you know.
Yeah, isn't Eddie back? He left Brookfield with Neil an hour ago.
No, he ain't. Now you're here. Did your old man tell you about the disastrous effect his balloon had on our jerseys?
It wasn't his balloon, Joe. He was a passenger, that's all.
Folks have got no right to go around frightening other folks' livestock. There ought to be a law.
Yeah.
Oh, no compensation.
No chance.
What?
Eddie asked for an advance on what I owe him for bailing. I didn't have any cash, so I've been to the hole in the wall. But if Eddie's not around...
Oh, I'll look after it for him, right enough.
I'll take that, David, if you don't mind.
Hello, Eddie.
Only Dad's a bit like the Bermuda Triangle as far as money's concerned.
You're a fine one to talk.
Well, hasn't this lot been milked? It should have been done hours ago.
Really? There was one more thing, Eddie. Cricket tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
I ran it to Sean. Now, we're going to be stretched for numbers against Hollerton, so could William turn out for us again?
Oh, I dare say he could be persuaded.
Oh, great. Right. Well, I'll leave you to it. I'll see you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
See? They can't do without William. How come these cows ain't milked?
Well, as soon as I set to it, I started wheezing.
Yeah, I bet you did.
They'd have been milked by now if you come straight home from Brookfield. Where have you been, eh? Seen your mate about this track again, have you?
None of your business where I've been.
No? Well, maybe it's Clary's business then.
How do you mean?
An official-looking envelope's arrived from the Environment Agency and Clary wants to know what's inside.
Does she?
And she don't reckon it'll be good news.
Anyway, you were going to tell me what happened when Alistair came to the stables.
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, come on.
Nothing out of the ordinary. He couldn't have been pleasanter. He was happy to talk about cricket, but when I asked him anything remotely personal...
He wouldn't open up?
Absolutely not.
Well, honestly, Shula, what did you expect?
Well, I thought... We have been very close to each other.
And he's told you he's still there if you want him?
Yes.
And you can't expect anything more than politeness. Alice is not the sort of man to bleat on about his feelings.
It's just... I'm not used to him being like that.
He wants to see what you're going to do next, that's all.
Oh, Caroline, I wish I knew.
Things will seem a lot clearer as soon as you see Richard. All the doubts will disappear.
Yes, of course they will. The only thing is... If Richard has been offered this job in Manchester... Going up there will be a tremendous upheaval for Daniel.
Children adjust to change very quickly.
I suppose so.
They do.
And then there's the stables. I'll be letting Auntie Chris down if I pull out now. And there is something else that bothers me about leaving Ambridge.
What?
Mark. Knowing he's buried here in the churchyard.
I know what he meant. What he still means to you.
And I don't sound completely feeble.
No, not at all. But you do sound very much in two minds. Are you sure you want to leave Ambridge, Shula?
Dutch courage, is it, Doctor?
Eh?
Don't usually see you drinking spirits.
What I drink or don't drink is my business, Joe.
Oh, I wouldn't say nothing different. I was only being sociable since you ain't got no company.
I came in here for a quick, quiet scotch. I'm not looking for company. If I was...
Yeah?
Frankly, you'd be a long way down my wish list of companions. I've not forgotten about those World Cup tickets, even if you have.
I hope you ain't going to allow a regrettable misunderstanding to cloud your professional judgment, Doctor.
What professional judgment?
Well, I had hoped to call in on you during the week, but Susan Carter told me there was only a stand-in at the surgery.
There was a locum. If you've a problem, you should have gone to see him.
Well, go to some second-rater who don't understand my farmer's lung.
A locum isn't second-rate.
But how come they ain't got their own practice, any?
Well, maybe you're going to have to get used... Of heaven's sake, can we leave it, Joe? Like I said, I wanted a quiet drink.
Evening, oh. Doc. Haven't you got a minute?
Don't believe this.
Oh, don't disturb the doctor, Eddie. He's got something serious on his mind. He needs to gather his thoughts.
Oh, well, let me buy you another drink, then. That always helps me think.
Yeah, bailing money don't run to buying doubles, Eddie.
I'm not stopping for another drink, so we can both find someone else to bother.
Joe,
very impressive manner for a doctor, eh?
Any chance of service down here?
Yeah, well, just rounds off my day nicely. Have to cover the afternoon milking for you, only to come down after and be insulted at the Cat and Fiddle.
Very mean-spirited of the doctor, I calls it. Bearing a grudge about a couple of measly tickets.
There's more to it than that, I reckon.
You can raise the topic yourself.
Yeah, from what people are saying, Doc Locke's having a bit of woman trouble at the moment.
Oh, huh?
Didn't you notice that haunted look in his eyes?
We'll be seeing it in your eyes soon enough.
What are you on about?
That letter.
Oh, that.
Clary's not born yesterday. She saw enough when you opened it to know it was no circular. I reckon she'll be reading through it now.
She'll have a job, seeing as how it's in my back pocket.
What is all this new tracks and correspondence from government agencies? What exactly are you up to, Eddie?
Nothing that ain't above board. Absolutely nothing. 2 men are dying of thirst down here, love.
Did he stay asleep?
Flat out.
What have you been doing to him?
Pip had the idea of playing police cars.
Oh, dear.
Sirens, high-speed chases, till they were both completely worn out. To say nothing of poor old Ruth, trying to keep them in some kind of order.
Oh, rather her than me.
Well, Daniel was so bush, we were going to let him sleep over. But he got a bit whimpery when we started making up a bed.
Oh, Daniel has a very clear idea of where home is.
And as soon as I got him in the car, he was out like a light.
Oh, thanks for having him.
Oh, not at all. Did you enjoy your ride?
Oh, it was lovely. We went along the river until we were well past the golf course.
Oh, it's nice out there.
Mm, it is.
It's easy, isn't it, to take where you live for granted?
Yes.
I was thinking that all the time Kenton was back. All those photos. Fantastic places he'd been to.
And run up debts in.
Yes. Now I'd be lost outside Ambridge without the family. Oh, which reminds me.
Mm-hmm.
Promised Pip I'd show you these.
Oh, lovely. What are they?
Can't you tell?
Oh, Dad's balloon trip.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't say you were expecting company.
Oh, Lord, I lost track of time.
Well, let whoever it is in. I won't stay long, but I daren't tell Pip you haven't had a good look at her drawings.
Oh, OK.
Well, better get it before Daniel wakes up.
Right.
Shula.
David's here.
What is he?
It's Richard.
Hello, David.
Richard. Shula says you've been away.
Yeah, only for a couple of days.
Oh, right. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, thanks.
David was showing me Pip's drawings.
Oh, they can wait, Sheila.
No, no, look. Look, they're very good.
Oh, the famous balloon trip.
Yes. That's Dad. And I think that's Elizabeth.
Hmm, great.
Anyway, Ruth will be wondering what's happened to me. Better take these.
Well, thanks again for looking after Daniel.
Oh, no problem. See you, Richard.
Yeah, yeah, see you. How is Daniel?
Oh, in great form.
Bye.
Bye.
Now the coast's clear.
Oh, Richard.
Mm. Oh, you don't know how much I've been longing to do this.
Let me breathe.
I'll go daft if you had to be apart any longer.
It's been strange without you around.
Strange?
More than that.
Come and sit down. Come on. Now, great news. I've got confirmation on being offered the job. You'll love it up there.
Richard, I've got to tell you something.
And if you're worried about living in a town, forget it. There's some fantastic countryside.
No, it's not that.
Well, I'm going straight back up to look at houses. Come with me, Shula.
I can't.
Not too short notice. Well, we'll go up next weekend instead.
That's not what I mean.
What's the problem?
I need to say something. Oh, why is it so difficult?
Shula? Well, you are going to come with me.
No. I'm not going to Manchester with you.
I've already said I'll take the job.
And I want you to.
Eh? Well, you can't mean that.
You must take it.
Tell me this conversation isn't happening. You're not thinking straight, Shula. Look at me. You love me, I know you do.
Oh, Richard.
Look at me. Not like that. Look at me. Like you did before I went away. What's happened?
I thought I wanted to be with you. I really did.
And what's changed?
I don't know.
Is this about Alistair?
No.
Then what?
I don't have an answer. Not one you'd understand.
And that's it? Suddenly we're finished and you don't know why?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's not good enough, Shula. I need to know why.
I belong here, that's all.
And I'm not reason enough to leave.
I'm sorry.
Then why the hell did you let me fall in love with you?
It shouldn't have happened.
Why let me go chasing jobs in Manchester?
I was so stupid.
Do you understand what I've given up for you? Do you have any idea?
Yes.
Everything. OSHA, the practice. I've turned my whole life upside down. And now you just change your mind. Shula!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Is that it?
You'll wake Daniel.
Oh, well, we mustn't have that, must we? He mustn't find out the way his mother treats her menfolk.
Oh, Richard!
Oh, you can cry your heart out, sure. It's not going to put things right for me, is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
so
well, you're sorry. Not the only one.
Oh, Richard! I'm so sorry.
Mama?